ATA Nation, the FOMO is real.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Cheryl O'Connor, fifth degree from Coventry Taekwondo, and Carmen Hoffelmeyer, fourth degree from Coventry Taekwondo. My favorite memories are the camaraderie from the tournament and the memories that we get to take home.
That was a little listener feedback from some good friends of mine from Coventry Taekwondo in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Miss O'Connor and Mrs. Hoffelmeyer, thanks so much for sending in the message. Ladies and gentlemen, members of ATA Nation, I know that if you were not in Las Vegas this last weekend, you had just as much FOMO as I did. If you haven't heard the term FOMO before, I don't know where you've been living, but my name is Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host for the ATA Nation podcast, and I have a fear of missing out. That's what FOMO is, especially when I wasn't at Nationals. Oh, my. Oh, the social media posts. Oh, just looking at all the pictures of my friends hanging out together, seeing the pictures of Grandmaster, the Masters working out. There was just so much online that made me, wish I was there. Now, that being said, I had a great time with my family this weekend. I was happy to be with them. But if you were not in Las Vegas this week, I bet you were also having a little, a little wish you were there, like I did. So I want to get some feedback. I want to get some stories from ATA Nation about your time out in Las Vegas. I'd like to include them in the next couple of podcast episodes, but only if you guys send them to me. You've got to make sure that you send me. What I'd really, really, really love you to do is record some audio on your phone and send it over to me. Just text me 260-250-3975. Include your name, where you train, and, what was so great about Nationals. Man, let me tell you, I was watching some of the, I was looking at some of the pictures today. I'm recording this on Sunday of the Masters class and their climb up Turtle Peak. And having a grandmaster, the current presiding grandmaster, Grandmaster Soon Ho Lee lead, some amazing masters going up. I saw pictures of Grandmaster Caruso up there. Chief Master DeLeggy was up there. Chief Master Skiles was up there. Oh man, it just looked like such a great time. And the weather looked like it was really nice. I was worried it was going to be a little too hot. But they look like they had an awesome time. I also loved, if you guys didn't check them out, you can go on the ATA Facebook page, but Master Rosa and his live videos right near the rings, talking to the athletes, watching some of those tiebreakers, Master Rosa and the Pavliks and Master Isaacs with their team sparring, pre-game show. It's just some great stuff that reminded me how awesome ATA Nation is. Guys, we haven't got to get together like this. This Spring Nationals is the first time we've gotten to get together in this form for, over a year. The last event that we had was Spring Nationals last year, and that was in like February. So it's been over a year. I've been lucky that I've had some regional tournaments this year in 2021, but nothing on the national level yet that I've got to go to. And man, I am so looking forward to going to World Championships. I saw that the registration for competition at Worlds is opening up right away. So make sure you get that taken care of. Get your hotel booked. Make sure you get your flights or your whatever you need to do to get there. I'm looking at flights right now. It's going to be a blast. I just cannot wait. Luckily here, Chief Master Skiles, I want to thank you. This is a shout out right to you for making sure that that Gumdo program registration link for those of us who did the virtual Spring Nationals, it came to us on Friday and I signed right up. I've been watching the videos, getting to work on that. Oh man, such awesome stuff. ATA Nation, as you can tell, I'm excited about the future. I need you, if you were at Spring Nationals, to make sure that you send us some audio. Let us know what you thought. What was so great about being there? What was your highlights from the event? Record a little audio and text it over to me, 260-250-3975. And actually, I have an audio clip from Master Nominee Christian Flores, and let's go to that now.
Listener feedback.
Hello, Master Hayden. This is Master Nominee Christian Flores, 6th grade black belt, training out of ATA Scotch Plains in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. I attended the entire week over here at Fall Nationals in Las Vegas, and it was a great, I mean, I can't go, I don't have words to explain how overwhelming it was in a good way, right? Overwhelming feeling of just joy and happiness to be around everyone again, right? Me getting to see old friends that I haven't seen in over a year that I would only see at training events like Nationals and Worlds, and actually making new ones as well. It was so nice to see people, ATA Nation, I should say, get back to training again together, competing together, making new memories once again, and just being in a room full of martial artists, black belts, instructors, masters, senior masters, chief masters, grandmasters. It was really, really, really nice to be in that environment again. I was here early in the week to start master's training. This is my graduating year for mastership, 2021. So it was really nice to train with everyone in my master class. I mean, up until now, I've only got to see them and talk to them and meet them through Zoom, right? How we most been doing most of the year anyway, through teaching, through meetings, and just everything else that is virtual nowadays. But it was really nice to get to see them face to face and meet and talk to the actual master class, members of the master class, and got to train with Grandmaster Emeritus and Grandmaster MK Lee, and amongst other chief masters and grandmasters as well. And just overall, it was a fun experience. It was definitely one I'm going to remember. And then today we got to do the hike, right? The hike up a Turtle Neck peak. And my first time doing it, it was definitely challenging. It was definitely tough. My legs are exhausted, to say the least, as we speak right now. That was earlier in the day today. But it was definitely, again, a really awesome experience, a life-changing experience of how, when everyone has one common goal, then we all are there to cheer each other on and help each other out. And finally making the top and, us being in uniform there with Grandmaster Emeritus, Grandmaster, Inholi, and getting to do Song on One up there, taking pictures and just, having that, feeling a sense of, ATA pride, right? This year's graduating master class, and as well as, those masters becoming senior masters and senior masters becoming chief masters. It was really, really nice to just bond up there and train with one another and just be there present and, supporting one another. right? We've been through a really, really tough, a tough year, to say the least, beyond a year now with the pandemic and just everything that's really going on around the world. And it's really nice to just not have to worry about any of that for a week or a couple of hours while training with one another and being there for one another. I was also able to judge. I was judging, you know, yesterday and the day before competition, international competition. It was so nice to finally be at a competition, even though it was a national event. I cannot wait for our Region 1 10A event, or tournament, I should say, first one after a year plus, in June 26th to be exact. But this was like the warm up to that event, and it was just so nice to be around competitors and watching how hard they had been working, even though we've been MIA from tournaments for over a year now. It was so nice to see everyone, you know, was still training and bringing their best, and it was just awesome to be, you know, amongst that crowd of people, you know, of ATA Nation to be exact, and a sense of pride, you know, when on yesterday's opening ceremonies, you know, during the bow in and hearing everybody clap and cheer and, you know, just be there. It was a phenomenal week of events, to say the least. I cannot wait for Worlds over in Phoenix this year. Looking forward to going to Phoenix. I haven't been to Phoenix ever, so looking forward to that, and just looking forward to, you know, more and more of the norm, to say the least, of being around, you know, other ATA black belts and masters and students and back to training again, right, with one another. We've been training virtually this whole entire time, and that's really nice to just be in the same room with one another and helping each other and cheering each other. It's a definitely different dynamic than being there on a virtual meeting room camera. So I definitely look forward to more training, more, you know, face-to-face, to say the least, you know, interaction with one another, and also just looking forward towards my my journey in this mastership process. Very exciting. Been training over almost 24 years now, and always learning something new about myself, and always just learning something new, period. It's awesome, humbling experience. This mastership process just shows you how much more there is to learn and there is to see, right? So I'm looking forward to this process, and thank you so much, Master Hayden, for this opportunity. And you're doing a great job with this ATA Nation podcast, and, you know, I look forward to hearing the next one.
Thank you for that audio clip, Master Nominee. I really appreciate it, and it sounds like you had a great time. Like I said earlier in the show, we want your audio clips about Nationals as well, so send those over to us right away. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap this up quick today because I want you to make sure you record that Nationals event and do one more favor for me. The podcast is growing. We're getting more followers on Instagram. We're getting more people in the insiders. We're getting more downloads. But ATA Nation is huge, and I want to make sure that we are connecting everyone with the stories of ATA Nation. We're going to be talking to all different kinds of people, and I want you to share this with a friend. Share the podcast with somebody that you train with. Right, that isn't listening to the podcast yet. Show them how to download the podcast. If, you know, they're not podcast savvy yet, make sure you got them subscribed. We want to grow the audience of the ATA Nation podcast so that we can make sure that we're sharing these stories, especially like the stories Chief Master Babin shared with us. We've got others coming up soon. Super great content that we want to get out to ATA Nation. So, your call to action this week is to, one, if you were at Spring Nationals, make sure that you send me an audio clip about how great it was. Make me extra jealous. Text that over to 260-250-3975. Try not to say Fall Nationals when you are doing it, like I keep doing. But send that over to me. Your second call to action is to make sure you share this podcast with someone else in ATA Nation that's not currently listening. Make sure they get on board. Okay, guys, get out there and take action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
So if you haven't heard this part before, this is the secret part at the end of the show. It's only for those people who listen to the very end. And usually those are our insiders, people who have already connected with us by texting 260-250-3975. I usually do this each episode because it rewards you guys that are the loyal listeners that stick till the very end of the show. And I appreciate you guys. You know, you're taking the time to subscribe, to listen to the podcast each week, and help us grow ATA Nation. I really appreciate it. I don't know about you guys, but the summer is looking very busy. Some of that involves some awesome training. I get to go down to Little Rock in a couple of weeks and work out with Grandmaster, and then of course we have World Championships coming up soon. So it's going to be fun. Take care, guys.